بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up in front of the greatest crowd of Islam and he gave a khutbah. In this khutbah he says, Inna dima'akum وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ. Indeed, your blood and your wealth and your honor is haram for you. كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. In the same manner that this day is protected, sanctified, haram for you. It is sanctified for you. فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا. In this blessed city of yours. في شهركم هذا. In this blessed month of yours. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this to the people on the day of Arafah. In Arafah. So Arafah is not only a day, it is not only a time, but it is also a sacred place. Sanctified was the place, sanctified was the month, sanctified was the day, sanctified were the people, because they were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and this was the most blessed man to ever walk upon this earth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this. Yet we disregard this every single day. You find a person saying, hey, this man, he does such and such an action. Hey, that woman, she engages in such and such an action. Hey, do you know that that person has a bulbous nose? This one has a crooked smile. That one has eyebrows that are not straight. This man is black. That man is white. That man is such and such. Why do we do this? Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are Muslims. We identify with this faith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Yet we disregard his words every single day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have believed, ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhan. Keep away from most of the suspicion. Inna ba'da al-dhanni ithm. Indeed, suspicion is actually a sin. Some parts of suspicion is actually a sin. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And let one of you not backbite the other. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. If does one of you love to eat the dead body of his brother, فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ, you dislike this. Imagine someone were to cut up a body of another human being and then invite us, come partake of this meal, piece for piece, we will eat this human being. You'd say, what is he talking about? It is absurd, yet we do the same every single day. Do you know what happened? This scandal between the Muslims at this masjid, that scandal between the Muslims at that masjid, that scandal between the Muslims at that masjid, we are all Muslimin. We are all believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? How far are we going to carry on? And how long are we going to carry on before we stop the nonsense? Before we stop the rubbish? Before we stop the corruption? The worst part of it is the people who are talking, and I'm talking about myself. The people who are talking are the worst of people. Why? Because I have so many problems. I have so many sins that I'm engaged in. I have so many defects within me. Yet I look at the next man. Yet I talk about the next man. Yet I talk about the next woman, the next group, the next masjid, the next community. Who are we who gave us the right? Yet we have our own sins. If we were to focus on ours, it would be enough for us. It would be enough for us. I speak about this so passionately today because it is a cancer in our community. Not only our community, but the ummah at large. Every single Muslim community that you go to, not that I know, there is no community that I know of, let me put it this way, there is no community that I know of that is free of this cancer. And wallahi, it is a cancer. Think the next time someone calls you for coffee and you are sitting and you are talking about the next brother, think about this as partaking of that brother's flesh. And understand that you are separating community. That is what you can change in your life. You know, when we talk about unity, we always say there's nothing we can do about it. It is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. But on a personal level, I can stop talking about my brother. I can stop talking about my sister. I can stop talking about the other masjid. We need to stop. It's time we end this nonsense, this rubbish, this cancer that has taken over us. Forget about the differences. If you have differences, then at least, the least that you can do is protect your tongue from your brother. The least that you can do is protect your tongue from your sister. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man tatabba'a 'awrata an-nasi, tatabba'a Allahu 'awrata." The one who follows the defects of the people. Hey, do you know something about this person's life? What does he engage in on the weekend? What does he do at night? Do you know what type of TV he is watching at home? You know, maybe there are certain programs that he's watching. I want to know about it. What happens when you do this? تَتَبَّعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows his defects. And the hadith doesn't end there. وَمَنْ تَتَبَّعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ فَضَحَهُ وَلَوْ فِي جَوْفِ بَيْتِهِ. And the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows his defects, he will expose him even if he's in the middle of his house. Your home is your safe place. Your home is a place you feel protected within. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose your defects because you are following the defects of others. Even if you are in that protected place. فَضَحَهُ وَلَوْ فِي جَوْفِ بَيْتِهِ. Jawf in the Arabic language literally means the stomach. It is one of the meanings that it is used for, the stomach. We do not see what is going on within the stomach. A person cannot see with the naked eye the digestion that happens. In the same manner, your home is your protected place. Nobody knows what is going on within the home. When a person comes into your home, or when, let's put it this way, when we go into other people's homes, or we go into other people's lives, we go into other people's details, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is following ours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is following ours. If I were to stop at that point in the hadith, a perfect person with iman, a person with belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, it is enough for me to keep away from talking about my brother. It is enough for me to keep away from talking about my sister. A sahabi, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asks him, "Mal ghibah?" What is backbiting? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the definition of backbiting. ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. It is your mention of the brother, your brother, that which he detests, that which he hates. So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu continued further, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن كَانَ فِيهِ مَا يَقُولُ. Do you see if this defect that I'm talking about is within that person? He has this defect. He does have a crooked eyebrow. He does have a funny smile. He is perhaps engaged in riba. He is engaged in zina. أَرَأَيْتَ إِن كَانَ فِيهِ مَا يَقُولُ. Do you see if there is that defect within him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَقَدِ اغْتَبْتَ. So you have made ghibah of him. وَإِن لَّمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ بَهَتَّهُ. And if that defect is not within him, then you have actually engaged in something known as buhtan, accusation. So ghibah by definition is when that person has that defect. That person is engaged in zina. That person is engaged in alcoholism. That person is engaged in riba. You talk bad about him, what happens? You have spoken bad about your brother in the form of backbiting. Clear from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he doesn't have that, then you've accused him, which is worse. You've accused him of something that he doesn't even have. What happens today? I receive a WhatsApp message on my phone. And the next thing I do, long press, we all know the system. Forward, it goes to the next brother. And then the next brother shares it, and the next brother shares it, and the next brother shares it, until the whole community thinks or knows about a person's defect. Why did you do that? Just stop a moment and ask yourself before you forward that. I have the option to delete this message, and I have the option to forward it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing me here and now. So let me be careful about what my next steps will be. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan. Oh, you who have believed, don't follow the footsteps of shaytan. Don't follow the footsteps of shaytan. These are the footsteps of shaytan. When we receive something or some news from a person, perhaps if it is bad about someone else, the least we can do is remain silent. And the best thing possible would be to find out from that person, you know, brother, I heard this about you. Don't go and say the person's name, because you will continue to cause discord amongst the ummah. Say, I heard this about you. I'd like to know what is the reality. Wallahi, recently I was sitting with some brothers, and we were talking about something, and a conversation came up. And he, you know, we asked him, we said, you know, we heard you were married again. We heard you were married again. And he says, wallahi, I don't even know where this rumor has come from. I don't even know where this rumor has come from. I'm not married. I'm interested in getting married, but I'm not married. Okay, maybe that's not the worst of things, but look at how rumors spread. Wallahi, this rumor was so prevalent in the community that everyone thought the brother is married. We verified it in a split moment. In a split moment. He told us, yes, I was interested, but I am not married. How far have we gotten? We know how often we talk about others. It has become the topic of choice at a dinner meal. You're sitting, let's talk about others. Let's eat not only the food that we are eating, but let us eat the flesh of that brother. Let us eat the flesh of that sister. It is time we talk cash. And we realize this problem, cut it out of our lives. Remember, every time you think about talking about someone, you will answer before Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You spoke on such and such a day, at such and such a time. These are the words you said. Even if you forgot it, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal la yansa. He does not forget. He will bring it up and he will ask you, he will question you. So why do you want to be a prisoner of your tongue? Remain silent if you cannot speak good. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. The one who believes in Allah and the last day, falyaqul khayran. Let him say something good. Aw liyasmut. Or let him remain silent. Let him remain silent. Why? At least you will not come on the day of Qiyamah and be questioned for your silence. At least you will not come on the day of Qiyamah and be questioned for your silence. Remain silent if you have nothing good to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنِّ. And this is the solution, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that beware of suspicion. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. For indeed, suspicion is the most lies of speech. It is the greatest of lies within speech. إياكم والظن. Beware of suspicion, for indeed suspicion is the worst of lies. It is the greatest of lies. The minute your soul tells you that brother is doing this, maybe, or he's sitting in his car on a dark night in a corner, tell yourself perhaps he is performing salah, perhaps he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cut off any thought before you can go further. Cut off any thought before you can go any further. Why? Because if you go further, you will speak about it, not by my words, but by the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا, and don't be jealous. وَلَا تَنَاجَشُوا, and don't have discord, dispute. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and don't spy. وَلَا تَحَسَّسُوا, and don't go and find out about the details of your brother. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and don't let one of you speak bad about another. The minute you cut off that thought, you have cut off the train and it doesn't go any further. When you take it further and further, there will come out something bad about your brother from your mouth. So protect your tongue and protect the honor of the Muslimin. Remember the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the sanctified area, on a sanctified day, at a sanctified time, in Arafah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that our blood, our wealth, and our honor is protected. It is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day that you break that protection, then you are actually breaking the sanctity, the holiness, the spirituality, the prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Let us get rid of this cancer from our society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability, starting with myself, to practice upon on these few words. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allah.